Greetings and welcome to the show. My name is Nithra Sutton, and you are listening to NRA Soul Radio Podcast. Our topics for this platform is all things fashion, art, music, Afrofuturism, cosmetics, and cannabis. There's plenty of ways to interact with us. This is an interactive platform. You can chat with us. A chat room is at www.nitrasit.com. Go to the portfolio page, scroll down to the bottom, and join our minute chat room. You can call in 1-800-996-6770, extension 101. Leave a message. Tweet us. We've set up a Twitter page, NRSO Radio. Tweet away. Can't wait to get them. Or you can email us. Email us at nrsoradiopodcast@gmail.com. I cannot wait to get your transmissions. Or you can leave a message on Anchor right here. I'll put the link in. You can leave a message here. Remember, if you leave a message here, we will air it. Yay! So be nice. And we're back. So this segment is how not to get dragged in these IG streets. And it is really about how scammers are just, you know, spoofing people's pages, going into people's DMs, and literally asking folks, you know, for whatever. Correct? So we've gone through some little conversations with people, speaking to IG themselves and what they think is actually going on. And as we stated in the post on the NRSO IG page, some of the information that we're going to give you is going to be on our pay-per-view platform, only because this information is vital, and it took a lot of doing to get. But what I can share with you is how you can go about spoof-proofing your platform. So when these people are actually coming to you and saying, going in your DMs, your direct messages, and going, hey, this is so-and-so, and you need my services. First thing you should be doing is requesting to see their face, so they can flip that camera on, and if it truly is indeed the person from the platform, they won't have any problem, you know, because why are you even contacting someone if you're not camera ready? So I want to know what you guys thought about the epidemic that is right now, something that is really happening on Instagram. It did happen on Facebook, and but hacking is something that, since we've built computers, someone's always been able to hack it because people build them, so people can of course take them apart. But what are some of the things that you are setting in place? What are you telling your audience as far as, I've seen a few people actually making posts that they will not solicit in that manner, and I would never solicit in that manner either. So why are people falling for it, and are they falling for it? Let's start the conversation. So as I stated in the previous segment, there's 5 ways to get in touch with us. So drop us a line. Let's hear what you have to say. But honestly, safeguarding your intellectual property should be one of the highlights of what is going on right now. So watermarks across your pictures, getting really up close and personal with your core audience and the general audience and letting them know what your platform looks like, what the colors that you're using. Like, be very intent. Have intent when going in front of the camera, because people are really coming out there and trying to covet people's hard work. And, you know, as artists, of course, we're all like, dude, that is so not cool. I'm laughing, but it's a nervous laugh because it's just so infuriating. So we're figuring out ways and to stay one step ahead of the hackers and what we got to do. Okay, great. So the next portion of this, I will be dropping the link to the Patreon where you can hear effective solutions on how to keep the scammers out. Set your boundaries, people. Set your boundaries. And how to let the good people who really want to hear your platform and who really want to support your platform in. That filter. We're going to learn how to do that discernment thing. Okay. Till the next topic. This has been your host for NRSO Radio Podcast, Neith Rasu. You are now listening to NRSO Radio. Greetings. So we're back with the interview of the day. I selected Jehuti, the nature of good speech, intelligence, and wisdom, the scribe, the nature, the universe, mind, and balance. He is the neb of divine words, time, universal balance, and the judge of Haru and Set. Jehuti is self-produced, the heart of Ra, and the tongue of Ptah. It was Jehuti who spoke the sacred words which gave Ptah the energy necessary to affect the creation of the universe. He is the nature of arts and science, the nature of law, both in heaven and upon earth. Jehuti is the Neb of Medunacher, the great magician, the divine manifestation of writing and articulate speech, the recorder of time, teacher of the mysteries of Amenta. Jehuti means the measurer. Jehuti is the nature that taught medicine to the healers. He is the personification of learning, books, and libraries. It's the Merkut Sabiat, Merkut text. It is stated that Jehuti is the oldest son of Ra. His sacred city is Kamemenu in Middle Kemet, the city of eight, with the secret four pair, night, obscurity, secret, eternity. Since the old period, his consort or complements are the ancient times, Sheshat and Ma'at. Jehuti is sometimes represented as a baboon, a biscus crane bird, or a man's body and a biscus bird head, wearing the crescent moon and the disc on his head. The Greeks also called Jehuti Thos or Hermes. The word thought and the process of correct and rational thinking comes from the Greek word thought. Jehuti is the divine recorder of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, or whatever is, was, and will be, has already been written by Jehuti. In essence, he was the author of all life, science, mentality, physicality, spirituality. His day is Haru Seshu, the sixth day of the week. He is associated with the moon as the measurer of time, and his color is amethyst. Jehuti's wisdom is that knowledge will be your strength, faith, your sword, silence, your impenetrable armor. Boom. Let me read that again. Jehuti's wisdom is that knowledge will be your strength, faith will be your sword, and silence will be your impenetrable armor. Jehuti presides over all forms of communication as the divine scribe. He is credited with the creation of written language, Medunater, words of the Nature. He is Neb of wisdom, the great Nature, Neb of Ptah, heaven, the divine judge. He stands next to the scales upon which one's heart is weighed after death, prepared with his reed pen and papyrus scroll to record the results for eternity, along with his other consort, Shishat, Nature, are records of libraries. Jehuti records the names and deeds of all beings on the leaves of the sacred sycamore tree, the tree of life. Jehuti is the maker of eternity and the creator of everlasting. Other spelling of Jehuti, J-H-U-T-Y, Jehuti. So that's the portion, my comedic information awareness portion. I was reading from Spiritual Warriors Are Healers, from Maya Mfidishi Juhatmus Cotton, Haru and Salim. Yes, you can reach out to get a book of your own from Black Gold, Kara Jehuti, Haru Neb Haru, and that's P.O. Box 1396, Montclair, New Jersey 07042. Or check out blackgoldsacredliving.com. blackgoldsacredliving.com. Get your own copy and you can read about the interu of the days beyond days and understand where we get our divine teachings from. So when you see these depictions and you know you're going off of other people's narratives, you say that these are gods and goddesses, and they are not. They are actually principles that we live by. So they are all depictions of nature and nature manifesting, where the human can understand. So follow the animals. And that's my segment. Peace. Hey guys, so we're back. So this is the music segment, and I just want to let you know that I had a couple of music interviews coming up. I'm super excited to have Mr. Michael Moog on. Michael did a mix, and we just got to listen to it. So I listened to the lyrics and go through it because it was epic in my life. It meant a lot to me. And I just want to know how, who, where, how. Just, how it became to be. The background of it, because it's just really exciting. So here's the joke, right? I met Michael a few years ago through my friend Fumi. We love music. We'll go to jazz clubs, whatever. Dizzy's put me on the Dizzy's. A lot of New York outdoor concerts. We just walk through because they're legends, right? Met Marcellus, Winston Marcellus, all through Fumi. And so we go hang out at this concert. I bring one of my model friends with me and we meet Michael. And Michael's there with his girlfriend and they are just more than cool. So we're chilling. So I even have a video up on Instagram, that commemorates the day. Come to find out, years later, I hear the song, there's a name attached to the song, I find the song, and I'm like, I've ran across this name. So I reached out earlier this week, and I was, come to find out, it's Michael. He's open to an interview. You guys are going to get this work. And the next person that I will be interviewing is Lewis Schamberger. And he is being honored for 47 years in B-Boy history, being part of that history. And they are going to be honoring him along with Curtis Blow, Vernon Engel, and others. You know, so the pioneers of hip-hop started back in the pop. Yeah, so he has a lot of stories that he is going to share with us, exclusive information, so stay tuned for that. And then I will round off the music segment with my interview with Yasha Grubin. We worked on a couple of projects together, Kalani and the Underachievers, but he's done a lot with people in the industry like Lil Vert, Uzi, and a few other names that we could drop, but we'll get into that when we have the conversation. Stay tuned.
You are now listening to NRSO Radio.